1. Child marriage.
Worldwide, more than 700 million women alive today were married before their 18th birthday. More than one-third entered into union before the age of 15. Boys are also married as children, but girls are disproportionately affected. According to UNICEF, child marriage, usually forced, to much older men and sometimes constituting slavery, is a manifestation of gender inequality, reflecting social norms that perpetuate discrimination against girls. Girls who marry are not only denied their childhood, they are often socially isolated, cut off from family and friends and other sources of support, with limited opportunities for education and employment. Lower levels of education are common among women who married in childhood. Child brides typically end up having many children to care for while still young. In Nepal, for example, over one-third of women aged 20 to 24 who married before their 15th birthday had three or more children, compared to 1% of women who married as adults. Child brides are also less likely to receive proper medical care while pregnant. This, along with the fact that girls are not physically mature enough to give birth, places both mothers and their babies at risk. In fact, pregnancy-related deaths are the leading cause of mortality for girls aged 15 to 19 worldwide. Many cultures condone the practice of child marriage. In some of these cases, the girls may give consent, but the extent to which this can be described as free and informed when they are pressured by society, their family and economic stresses is problematic. Many are prevented from developing relationships in the name of the family's honour, and some face unspeakable violence if they do. According to the UN Convention on the Rights of Children, CRC, in exceptional circumstances, a mature and capable child over the age of 16 may marry, provided that such decisions are made by a judge based on legitimate, exceptional grounds defined by law and on the evidence of maturity without deference to cultures and traditions. The CRC aims to raise the minimum age of marriage across countries and cultures, but any legislative changes or enforcement must be accompanied by measures to change social norms promoting child marriage, including the notion that girls must be wed early as a survival mechanism for families ridding themselves of an economic burden.
2. Initiation rites.
In the depths of the Brazilian Amazon jungle, many native tribes still follow their traditional ways of life, carrying on ancient practices and rituals. The indigenous Sataré Mawé tribe are among these. They value strength and courage, qualities needed to protect the tribe from hostile neighbours and natural predators. For this reason, their warriors are highly revered. As a result, young boys in the tribe are raised with a dream of joining the warrior ranks. However, this is not an easy undertaking. In one of the tribe's most sacred rituals, boys hoping to gain this status must show themselves capable of enduring the worst that the jungle has to offer. They prove their worth by remaining calm, often entirely expressionless, while experiencing excruciating pain. The young men's strength is tested in an initiation against a particularly venomous species of ant, a single sting from which is capable of causing hours of pain. Nicknamed the bullet ant because its sting is said to be as painful as being shot, the powerful toxin released by the ant attacks the nervous system, causing uncontrollable shaking even after the waves of pain have ceased, as well as disorientation and hallucinations. The effects of a single ant sting have been known to last for days. The warrior hopefuls of the tribe, however, do not sustain just one sting. In preparation for the initiation ceremony, bullet ants are harvested from the jungle and sedated in a solution of herbs. While unconscious, the ants are woven into a pair of gloves made from leaves, with their stingers facing inward. As the ants come to, they become increasingly agitated and are raring to sting. To be considered a man of the tribe, boys as young as 12 must then thrust their hands into the gloves for a full 5 minutes or longer, being stung the entire time. The initiates sing and dance with the tribe during the ordeal, but this distraction is their only relief. When the gloves are removed, the ant's venom continues acting for hours, during which time the boys are in constant pain. Enduring the pain demonstrates the boys' readiness for manhood, and few cry out, as doing so would demonstrate weakness. Each boy will eventually wear the gloves 20 times over the span of several months before the initiation is complete.